in your windows. Fresh air and natural light can be beneficial to mental health. Don't be afraid to go outside. Just make sure you're observing basic social distancing. Stick to a sleep routine. Both lack of sleep and excess sleep can increase anxiety and depression. Keep up with personal hygiene and chores. Skipping personal hygiene routines can affect our moods, so try to shower, etc., even though you're not going out. Keeping your space tidy and clean can help with mental health, but it'll also contribute to preventing the spread of COVID-19. It's two birds, one stone. Remember to connect with loved ones. We might not be able to see people face to face, but that doesn't mean that those relationships are any less meaningful or important. Connection is vital to our mental health, especially in times that can feel full of despair.
Hi, before we get started, I just wanted to warn you that a lot of the music in this show is explicit. A lot of my language is explicit, but I still explicitly hope that you'll listen to Musish with Cron Fused, which is coming up next. If you also want to be a part of the show, we accept ideas for improvs. You can email me at cronfused@gmail.com. That's cronfused@gmail.com. Or you can find me on social media everywhere with the same name. That's it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't be surprised when I say bad words.
Hello, hi, welcome back to Musish. I am your host, Cron Fused, aka Julie B, coming at you from the other side of about, I guess it's now 1,000,004, maybe 1,000,007 technical difficulties, and two very rowdy, whiny puppies. It's now much later than I record the show, so if I'm a little quiet, a little subdued, a little low energy, please forgive me. I am here broadcasting to you from what is now known as Vancouver, but what is actually the traditional unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. They have been inhabitants of and keepers on this land since time immemorial, and it was never surrendered, never had treaties written for it. It's, you know, illegally occupied at this moment, and it's something that I, as a settler, will never truly understand. They've been the keepers and inhabitants of this land since time immemorial, and having it taken, illegally occupied, settled on, is something that I'll never truly understand as a settler. Maybe once I understand my German roots more and understand what those people had to go through in their nascence, or in a different part of their uncolonialized history before they themselves became colonizers. Maybe then I'll understand it in part, but as that is not the case, I can only do my best to learn and unlearn and be aware of my place on this land. And with that knowledge and with my awareness of the privilege and body I inhabit, I'm going to kind of give my show over to the voices that it's celebrating. It's Black History Month, it's February. If you listen to this show regularly, you know that I celebrate all cultures, all ways, all humans, all ways. and that I truly believe Black Lives Matter and should be celebrated every day. But I would think it would be remiss to not highlight them now and to not use this teeny tiny little platform I have now to truly highlight some brilliant Black artists and poets and writers and musicians and composers. So there'll be a lot in the show notes will be very detailed this episode, but you won't hear much from me. As you noticed, you did not hear an improv at the top of the show, but otherwise, please enjoy all these incredible pieces by incredible artists who inhabit the Black diaspora. As you know, I don't know how to speak English, so please enjoy the show, and I won't bore you with any mispronunciations, or sorry, frustrate you with any mispronunciations, or bore you with my strange monologues. I'll just let you enjoy the work of these brilliant humans, brilliant Black creators, and hope that you go forward beyond this month to do your research, to celebrate the innovations and the additions to the culture that Black people have brought everywhere, every day, in every era. Anyway, please enjoy music, and thank you so much for listening here on 101.9 FM, CITR, Discord Radio.
You know, he's saying I'm back because I need to make money because I have to feed myself and my family, and I'll go right the fuck back to wherever I have to go in order to make it happen.
If shit got bad to feed my wife and children, I absolutely would resort to crime. And that's what happens in any capitalistic system, you know? I'm a capitalist, right? Not because I believe that capitalism is the greatest system ever. I'm a compassionate capitalist because I grew up in a capitalistic system. I've been both a benefactor from it and a victim of it. More so than not, my community a victim of it. But I've had to understand capitalism from the bottom up and had to make a way. But money in my life has led me to some very positive things and given me the freedom to be a benefactor to my community, a philanthropist, and to speak the unadulterated truth in a room full of people because I have a good job. I sing and dance for a living. Money has also corrupted me as a child and made me a drug dealer because everyone was selling drugs, and anyone with common sense would have taken a $1,000 bomb of crack cocaine if it was fronted to them at 13 because they knew they could make $400 off of it. You know what I'm saying? I have a guilt from formerly being a drug dealer, but with that said, corporations don't feel guilt. They sell drugs.
I get broke too many times, I might slang some pine. You believe corporations running marijuana. Ooh. And your country getting ran by a casino owner. Ooh. Pedophile sponsor all these fucking racist bastards.
Mastered economics, cause you took yourself from squalor. Slave. Mastered academics, cause your grace said you were scholar. Slave. Mastered Instagram, cause you can instigate a follow.
Shit.
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it? Yeah.
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Look at all these slave masters.
Any time I'm on mine, I be minding mine. Every time on my grind, I'm just trying to shine. Make a dollar, government, they want a dozen dimes. The petty kind might kill you cause they see you shine. I done had to have a talk with myself any time. Am I a hypocrite cause I know I did any crime. I get broke too many times, I might slang some pine. You believe corporations running marijuana. And your country getting ran by a casino owner.
Ooh.
Pedophile sponsor all these fucking racist bastards. And I told you once before that you should kill your master.
Yeah.
Now that's the line that's probably gonna get my ass up.
Master of these politics, you swear that you got options.
Right.
Master of opinion, cause you vote with the white collar.
Right.
The 13th Amendment says that slavery's abolished.
Yeah.
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Look at all these slave masters.
Confucius say,
man, you better duck out. Get the bag and the bug out. Try to run home, you might run your luck out.
just when your base is loaded, they'll roll a grenade in the dugout. Earth vote, not a mellow bunch. We got our thumbs in the air like hella bust. Look at who we done blessed with our trust. I don't think we'll be left with too much. Hand on my heart, on my mind, on my drugs. Got a bottle, got punch via Atlas Shrugged. It's love or not love, it's just that dumb. Lord, sweet Buddha, please make me numb. Rain bounce off walls like a city in Roomba. Just found out it's created stupid. Lit by the supermoon or too lucid. Plus got spoons in the blood, I'm booming. Beep, Richie, this is New York City. The X on the map with a pain keep hitting. Just us ducks here shitting. We're murderous choco cops still earning a living. Funny how some say money don't matter. That's rich now, isn't it? Get it? Comedy. Try to sell packs. Supposed to get food, get killed. It's not an anomaly. Hey, it's just
economics, cause you took yourself from squalor. Mastered academics, cause your grades say you were scholar. Mastered Instagram, cause you can instigate a follow.
Look at all these slave masters.
Let it sink in.
2020, on the map. Wrong one cut in my hourglass. Don't watch, it's filled to the bottom half. You see the piece, now run it fast. On the tarmac, get a starter jack. C4 when I run it back. Like a track star on a record lap. Nah, like when it's still cash. Clean look, poor pugilist. A shooter's view is a pewter flick. Two moves for you rudiments. Who convinced you you can move against the crew in this? Coming up through the fence. Offshore at a Port-au-Prince. Overture left his fingerprints. On the hearts of the gate in the world of residence.
How can we be the peace? When the beast gonna reach for the worst? Tear on the flesh of the earth. Stay set from a deafening reckoning. Quick like the pace of a verse. So I'm questioning this quest for things. And the recipe for early death threatening. But the breath of me is weaponry for you. It's just money.
The table about to turn. Yeah. I've been flipping through my timeline, trying to get my mind right. My city cried out. I got to cool down, but I'm under pressure. Cooking with my Crisco. Look at where my fist go. A renegade when I'm in a rage. I got to cool down, but I'm under pressure. I keep my hands dirty, my mind clean. Do the dishes.
Them bullets was flying. Who said it was a lockdown? Goddamn lie. Oh my, time heals all, but you out of time now. Judge gotta watch us from the clock tower. Little tear gas cleared the whole place out. I'll be back with the hazmat for the next round. We was trying to protest and the fires broke out. Look out for the secret agents, they be planted in the crowd. Said it's civil unrest, but you sleep so sound. Like you don't hear the screams, don't be catching beat down. Staying quiet when they're killing niggas, but you speak loud. When we ride, got opinions coming from a place of privilege. Sicker than the COVID, how they did them on the ground. Speaking of the COVID, cause it's still going around. Now won't you tell me about the looting, what's that really all about? Cause they throw away black lives like paper towels plus unemployment rate. What, 40 million now, killed a man in broad day, might never see a trial. We just wanna break chains like slaves in the south. Started in the north end, but we in the downtown. Riot cops try to block, now we got a showdown. Down. You should have been downtown. The people are rising. We thought it was a lockdown. They opened the fire. And the bullets were flying. Who said it was a lockdown? Goddamn lies.
Downtown, where I got caught with the rubber bullet train.
Cut the channel off the news before I lose it. I ain't even tripping. If you with it, then we lootin'. Help me put this Louis in the back of Suzuki. Oh, he had to break it down so smoothly. They gon' say it's not about race, but we moving. Oh, pow, cut the trade pound. Had to put in my name, wish a nigga play now. Any given day, I'll be headed to the pulpit. Say a little prayer, matter of fact, I need two of them. Ooh, won't he do it? Won't he do it? Ooh, this ain't 92, so we in the new rules. Niggas got hit, so we don't lose the projects. You should have been downtown. The people are rising. We thought it was a lockdown. They opened the fire. Them bullets are flying. Who said it was a lockdown? Goddamn lie. Ooh-wee.
Thank you. you wanna call me. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me how I'm supposed to look when I'm angry, how I'm supposed to shrink when you're around me. Permission denied to rearrange me. I am the kingdom, I am not your queen. Oh, step, better step, I'm up around me. I am not your rib, I am not your Eve. Any minute now you'll get the message. Any minute, money, pick a app description. I'm impressive. You can check my chart for reference. Moon and sun kiss, rare and blessed. Come on, listen to a quick confession. Water is the oil, meet to your regression. I'm protected. Joy said a prayer on me. My mother said for me. Now can't take that energy away from me. I've been up in here since grandmama was a baby. Praise me. I be on my Giovanni, tea and honey. Tell it like I see it. Think it's so I be it. My ancestors watch me. Fairy tale walking. Black gold in locks. Yeah, my math is right. You got questions. I know that's right. There must be a reason why.
Only true lovers are chefs, or happy birthday, Edna Lewis. It is practically amazing, a show of immense proportions, more awe-inspiring, more death-defying, more dangerous than hanging from some very thin rope at the top of a very big tent, more difficult than putting the lions and tigers in the same cage, more better than anything at all that mothers cook meals each day for ungrateful children and spouses. If we were fair about it, we would enclose all kitchens in glass so that the passers-by would stop and wonder at the Ralstons bubbling in the Pyrex double boiler each morning, and the beauty of the four plates stacked against the four glasses, tucking the forks and knives with that wonderful, gentle touch of a napkin just kissing the edge. If we were really fair, we would hold contests for the ordinary housewife, who is not an ordinary anything, but a working mother, though we recognize immediately that there is no concept of a working father, though we all are told men have families too, so that we might reward the best housewife with some sort of silver plate, and the best house mother with a silver child, and the best working housewife mother with a silver husband studded with rubies and sapphires and one-quarter carat diamond, if we were fair about it. But this is about love, and there can be no better loving than bread pudding. Oh, sure. I know some people think bread pudding is just food, but some people think cream corn comes in a can, and they have never known the pure ecstasy of slicing down the thicker end of an ear of Silver Queen that was just picked at 5 or 6 this very same morning. Then, having sliced it down so very neatly, you take the back of the knife and pull it all back up, releasing that wonderful milk to the bowl, to which you add a pinch of garlic and some fresh ground pepper. which you then turn into a gently lit skillet, and you shimmer it all like eggs. Then put a piece of aluminum foil over it and let it rest while you put your hands at the small of your back and go, whew. And ain't that love that soaks cold chicken wings in buttermilk and gets the heavy iron pot out and puts just the right pat of lard in it at a high temperature so that when you dust the wings with a little seasoned flour, the lard sizzles and cracks while the wings turn all golden on the outside and juicy on the inside. And yes, I'd say that's love, all right, 'cause that other stuff anybody can do. And if you do it long enough, you can do it either well or adequately. But cooking, now that's something you learn from your heart, then make your hands do what your grandmother's hands did. And I still don't trust anyone who makes meatloaf with instruments, 'cause the meat is to be turned with your hands. And while this may not be a traditional love poem, let me just say one small thing for castor oil and Vicks Vapor Rub. And how's my little baby feeling today after a hard day's work? So yes, this is a love poem of the highest order, because the next best cook in the world, my grandmother being the best, just had a birthday. And all the asparagus and wild greens and quail and tomatoes on the vines and little peas in spring and half runners in early summer and all the wonderful musty things that come from the ground said, Edna Lewis is having a birthday. And all of us who love all of you who love food, wish her a happy birthday. Because we who are really smart know that chefs make the best lovers, especially when they serve it with oysters on the half shell. 2. Thank you.
Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band, swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Thank you.
Question, and this kind of sounds like a David Letterman question or something weird like that, but like, what is blackness in here, or how does blackness show up? I mean, because you are a lot of different things. You are an incredibly multifaceted, multi-talented person, and so I wonder how blackness shows up in these works.
Yeah, I mean, it's everywhere. And that was really important to me. The original title of the book was taken from a different poem. It was intended to be after Black Feminists. So it was going to be Black Feminists and Other Poems. And while I think that would have been a really wonderful title, it turned out not to be the title of this book. It had another voice. But there are a lot of poems in here that speak my activism. You know, like I don't... I think that a lot of the ways that I access activism in my life is through my artistry, and so things that don't always come out in Facebook or in, you know,
oh my God,
certain, you know, not everybody, I have anxiety around engaging with the internet.
So I hear that.
You may know this about me.
I kind of do.
You've seen my like one a month post, but yeah, you know, like that's a hard space for me to engage in. But in poetry, you know, I find an ease in speaking about things that I don't elsewhere. So my blackness is all throughout. Even in the poems that don't speak about my blackness at all, my blackness is there. You know, I always think about that because there's this idea sometimes around identity poems, especially in the culture of slam, where it's like, that's like a mental health poem, that's a black poem, that's and I'm just like, literally every poem I write, even the haiku about the Yukon sunset, is a black poem because it comes from me.
A black person. Yeah.
And there you have it, folks. That is our Black History Month episode here at Musish. By us, I mean me and this sweet little doggy on my lap who has now calmed down, thankfully. I'm going to slug through some more technical challenges and write out a very detailed show notes. Like I said, I didn't really want to include my voice very much on the show. Really wanted to just lend this platform out fully for the hour as much as I could. So there are very, very detailed show notes about all these really inspiring creators included today. Please check it out. Also, please feel free to email me at cronfused@gmail.com with your shows, inspirations for improvs, ideas, tell me how your day was, anything. Please reach out. Just don't scam me. I don't like that. I'm not a rich lady. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. Please remember to look beyond the point of view in the world you occupy and go forward with empathy. And no matter what life experience you carry with you, I hope that until next week, you stay inspired. Thanks so much for tuning into Musish. I'm Cronfused here on CITR 101.9 FM. Oh, and next is Dave Radio with Radio Dave. Make sure to stick around for that too. Okay.
I just wanna talk shit and tell you everything that happened when I didn't get off. And did you really come when he went down? And if I'm not crazy when I return, would you be there? I just need